Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained and very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery. And I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Sitting here with Lunchbox from The Bobby Bone Show, who's also co-host of the Sore Losers podcast, which y'all actually had me on your podcast the other day.
We did have you on our podcast the other day, and it was quite entertaining.
Yeah. So that's when I thought, okay, I need to have Lunchbox on. And I also realized the other day I got an email from a guy, and I forget sometimes that I have male listeners to my podcast because, quite honestly, I am speaking to women mostly. Majority of my listeners are women.
But guys have the same problems as women sometimes, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, but guys are listening, and occasionally they email and remind me. So
and
I
it
need
blows
to,
your mind, right?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, okay, I forget that, and I need to make sure and include them. And so I was like, who's the manliest man I know?
Oh, yeah, that's why you call me. I got it. Yeah, I know.
And so I thought after I did Sore Losers, and honestly, it was kind of fun, and I'm not someone that likes sports, but I thought, well, maybe some of my guy listeners or even some of my female listeners that might be into sports might want to know more about what y'all do over on the Sore Losers podcast. And I thought I would have you share four things or four, let's make it four reasons that people should go check out Sore Losers podcast.
It's a switch up from everyday life. And, you know, I was thinking about this. What are the four things, why four reasons people should listen? Like, what is it about us? So then I was like, oh, I know Amy can answer this. So what are the four reasons you listen?
Oh, to the Sore Losers.
Yeah.
Well, because mostly I listen when y'all are recording because I'm still here working and okay. Y'all are recording it. So I listen.
That's not really a selling point.
Right. I have subscribed and okay. I do download. So you have my full support there. But honestly, sports are not my thing. I will say, though, that y'all detour a lot. It's not like a typical sports show from what I've heard, you know. Not like, again, that I listen to a lot of sports shows, but y'all intertwine personal stories. You engage with listeners from time to time. Like, y'all just did your first little Sore Losers convention in Vegas, and it was a huge success. So you're not your typical sports show.
Exactly what I was going to say is we are not really a typical sports podcast. We're not going to break down the X's and O's and tell you, oh, this is why they ran this route or this is why they took that shot. We sit there and give our idiot opinions. Three people that never played anything higher than high school sports. We are not just geniuses, or we call ourselves geniuses, but it's really like your friends sitting around at a barbecue or sitting at the bar or just like people arguing about your opinions. We're not on ESPN. We don't have, you know, oh, I've been coaching for 25 years, so I know intel. We don't have inside sources telling us, oh, this is what's going on inside this team. We just make up our own opinions and we laugh at each other. We make fun of each other.
I would say is that the second reason that it's funny?
I guess. Yeah. I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious.
I think it's funny. Even y'all's intro cracks me up because every day it's the same, but y'all do it live. So some people might think that it's pre-recorded,
right.
But I can hear Ray every day going, we're doing it live. And then it's like, and the music starts and you
and then we go, we are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers.
And then, you know the most about sports.
Absolutely. And see, that's the thing.
Do your intro.
Oh, okay. We are the 1, 2, 3 Sore Losers. What up, everybody? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Yeah. And then Eddie, feel like he goes something like, I'm Eddie. I know the least about sports. I don't know the who's and I don't know the what's, but something.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. And then Ray goes, what up, y'all? It's Ray. I'm from the West Side.
Yeah, he's from the West Side. He's married to Bay. He chugs seltzers on the weekend. He's looking to move downtown. But his intro, if you listen to it, it changes every single day. Some days it's like, hey, my name's Sizzin, but my friends call me Sizzle. Never heard him called Sizzle in my life. So yes, we are it's really just randomness is I think what our podcast is. It's a sports quote unquote podcast because we talk about the games, but then we take on tangents and we just kind of go off into our real lives. And then we talk about the players' lives. And I mean, I'm not good at describing why it's good because like when we had our Sore Losers convention and we had all those people show up in Las Vegas, I asked them, why do you guys listen to us? Like, what made you come? And they're like, man, it's just fun. That's it. It's just fun to listen to. It's like, it's not your everyday, everybody's stressed out at work or in family. And we are just three idiots making fools of ourselves. And they laugh. They said, it's just funny and it's entertaining. And that's what we want. It's like, I don't listen to you to learn sports knowledge. I mean, some people learn a little bit that don't know anything about sports, but they're like, we don't care that you don't know anything about sports. That's the fun part because you're just like us where you just tell your opinions and you know what? 99% of your opinions are completely wrong and they sound idiotic a week later because that's the great thing about sports. You have no idea what's going to happen. So you take your best guess and then you put it out there and you make fun of each other.
So kind of the first reason would be like y'all are unlike any other sports show. And then second thing would be like y'all are fun. Third thing would be like y'all are an escape for people. Even sports shows, we turn on the news and that's heavy. But then even some sports
shows. Do you
ever
watch the news?
No, I don't. Honestly.
I mean, it is unbelievable to me.
Anymore.
The news is, oh, 45-year-old male shot. Female found dead under the bridge.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Yeah.
This is what people like. Why? Like, I don't understand what the news, why that is what they show.
Yeah. Well, but
who watches that? Like, well, I mean, Yeah,
well,
I
there's
guess.
A lot of people that still watch the news. I feel like the news, the big, you know, the Fox, the CNN, the MSC, like they're just all have this role to play and they bicker and do their thing and they're trying to be entertaining. Even if honestly, they don't really deep down feel passionately about something, they're going to argue about it on air because that's what they're paid to do and be obnoxious and pick a side. And it's so polarizing. But in sports, I would say sometimes they get that way with the, some right. of the sports shows that I watch, which I'm sure are awesome. But y'all's just seems a little bit more lighthearted.
Yeah, it's lighthearted. I mean, it really is just a laid back kind of three guys laughing about different things in the news. And we don't only talk sports. We talk about our lives. We talk about, you know, make fun of each other for things we did. And I mean,
well, so for the fourth thing, why don't you share with me, why is the podcast important to you?
Oh, that's a great question, man. You're getting deep on me. I didn't know we were going to go all deep. It's important to me just because it gives me a release, because I watched sports since I was a little kid. I have loved sports with my dad, my brother, my grandparents. I mean, just when I watch sports and I have no one to talk to about it, like I'll call my brother just to talk about it. I want to talk about sports. And I feel like something I have in common with a lot of people is we like to watch sports and I like to, you know, talk and be an idiot. And like on the regular, the Bobby Bones Show,
which y'all call the big show,
we get about 2 minutes to say something and that's it, because it's so, you know, you have commercials. With a podcast, you can just rant on and on and on and just talk about anything and everything. And so, I mean, that's why it's important to me. It's another creative outlet to just kind of get me to, you know, get my energy out. Cause so I go home and my wife doesn't have to hear my boring stories over and over again.
Of you, Eddie, and Ray. I don't know if we broke that down. We did the intros.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
just
yeah.
So y'all know, all three of y'all are from the Bobby Bone Show. Some, I have some listeners, they don't know everybody
right.
from the show, or I don't even know sometimes how they find this podcast. But Eddie, Ray, and Lunchbox are from the Bobby Bone Show. And then y'all broke off to do this because y'all all like sports and y'all have fun together. And
yeah.
Like you said, y'all have that kind of relationship, the good banter, the back
yeah.
and forth. But who's the leader? There has to be a little bit of a
I mean,
leader. I think it's you.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to brag or anything. I'm not going to like brag, but it's absolutely me. Everybody knows it's me. It's 100%. These jabronis, I mean, they're great. Great people.
They are.
But everybody that listens to Sore Losers knows 100% who is in charge and who is the leader and who does everything, who comes in with everything to talk about, who has ideas, has topics. Every once in a while, they'll bring something. I mean, I'll get emails from listeners that give us topic ideas or something they want us to talk about. That is more input than they put in, which is totally fine because I understand they're stressed out with their other job and it's just a release. And like I said, most of it is just kind of free for all. Like we talk about one thing and then it leads to five different topics. And so
I'm laughing in my head right now because, you know, if I have both of them on, they're going to be like, I'm the leader.
There's
like
no
if
chance.
I have Eddie would be like, yeah, I'm the leader. And then Ray will say, oh, I'm definitely the leader.
It's sort of like the Sore Losers convention in Las Vegas. I came up with that idea. I was taking a shower and I had the soap and I'm rubbing my left armpit. And I was just like,
thank you for that detail.
Well, I mean, I just want you to set just to know how it was going down. And I was just like, in my head, I was like, man, our podcast is doing pretty well. And I think we want our listeners are ready for something really cool. And I was like, I got this idea to throw a party like in Las Vegas. I think, you know, and I got out of the shower and I talked to my wife about it. And she was like, I think that's a great idea. I think you should do it. So I went to management before I even went to those two, before I even told Eddie and Ray about the idea. I went to management and they're like, we love it. Let's do it. So then I told Eddie on the golf course, well, guess what? Now Eddie goes around telling people, yep, I went to Lunchbox on the golf course with this idea about Vegas. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, they're going to sit there and lie to you and tell you that they are the ones that are, you know, the quote leader. And yes, they know deep down that I'm driving that bus.
Yeah. Well, I also think too, that your story about coming up with an idea and then actually going after it. A lot of people may have ideas in the shower, but then they don't take the next step and then the next step and the next step. And you kind of, you talk to your wife first, kind
yes.
of, you know, like,
and of course
to
the wife is
going to
tell you it's a great idea. Cause your spouse is, oh yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, sometimes your spouse might be like, I don't know that you should pursue that, but you had that little encouragement and then you took it to management and then look what you made happen. Like, were you nervous about actually doing the convention?
I think I have never been more stressed out in my life because, how do I say this nicely? Management was taking a long time in planning anything and getting anything done. It was just like, guys, we are a month away and we still have nothing. oh, yeah, yeah, don't worry. It'll come together. It'll come together. Oh, don't worry about it. We got this working. I'm like, no, no, no. We need more than that. We need. I was so stressed out that the people were going to fly to Las Vegas.
And I mean, that's the wild part is people booked airline tickets. They booked hotels. They flew. Then they paid the money to actually come to the live podcast
and the watch parties and happy hour, everything like that. So, yes, the stress was just like, oh, my gosh, this is not going to happen. Like, do I cancel this? Like,
because you wanted people to have a good experience.
That's yes, because I felt like this is what I looked at. And Ray even said it on the Sore Losers. He goes, you stress too much. He goes, the way I do things, he goes, I just kind of am there. And if it's a huge success, yep, I was a part of that. And if it's a failure, that wasn't my idea.
Oh.
I'm like, no, no, no. That's not how it's going to work. See, because I felt like it was all on my shoulders because I had the idea. And so, yes, I was so stressed about the whole event, the whole event. And even when we got there, Eddie pulled me aside and he was like, hey, man, I want you to relax and have a good time this weekend. I was like, yeah, yeah, sure. But I was so stressed all the way up until the welcome party where it was like a happy hour meet and greet thing, like where we met everybody. And everybody was so hyped up and so excited. And then we went and put a big bet on red on the roulette table. And we had 100 people around that roulette table screaming and yelling. And we put all this money on red. And it hit. And everybody goes bananas.
Like it hit on red. It landed on red.
It landed on red. So we double our money. And everybody is going crazy. Crazy. And I mean, I walked away to go cash in all the chips. And tears started coming down my face. And I was crying right there in the casino. And I don't know why I was crying. Maybe it was the alcohol. I don't know what. And my wife was like, it's because of the stress. It was the relief of it actually happening. And I think that's what it was. And it wasn't like I was bawling. There was just a little few tears rolling down my cheeks. And it was just like, wow. And I was hugging Eddie and Ray. And I'm like, it was wild.
Well, yeah, your vision was coming true. And yes. It was like you were. I think your body was able to just relax. And that's what you needed to release. Your wife is totally right.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. And vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. So if shopping sustainably this year is on your list of things to do, well, look no further than Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, On 34th, Elmas, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. All right, it's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules, Yep, just two capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Is crying something that you do naturally? I mean, because people probably wouldn't picture Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show crying too much, but...
No, I don't cry that often. I mean, I cried when my kids were born, when I find out my wife's pregnant. I cried at the Sore Losers Convention, but besides that, I don't know. I mean, I can't tell you the last time I cried besides that.
Well, those are that. All your babies, like your actual children and then your podcast baby.
Right, and that's it. So, I mean, I don't know many other times that I've cried. I mean, I guess when people die, you cry, but...
Well, yes.
I mean...
Of course, some people, it still is hard for them to do that even then, if, you know, have a wall up.
Yeah, so I mean, like when you talk about crying all the time, I'm like, dang, she cries all the time. Like I can't imagine crying that much in life, but I guess it's good for some people to cry that much, but it's just like...
Yeah, well, there's actually like a chemical that's released in your body when you cry that is helpful.
Really?
So yeah.
What's it called?
I can't remember the exact
Is it the
one.
Same thing when you like work out, like when you sweat? Is it the same chemical?
Oh, like endorphins?
Yeah, that thing.
No, I can't remember what it's called. Let me look it up. Researchers have established that crying releases oxytocin and endogenous opioids, as endorphins.
Yes, yeah, okay. I'm good.
These feel-good chemicals help both physical and emotional pain. Serotonin is also found in emotional tears. Natural opioids, which used to be called endorphins, are shown to decrease crying, particularly... Blah, 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 blah. Now we're getting to... I'm sure someone listening to this that knows what they're talking about is like, oh my gosh.
Like, how many times a week do you cry?
Well, I mean, there's been seasons in my life where I've cried every single day.
Okay, right now in this season, right now, you're in...
I haven't cried in maybe a week or two.
A week or two?
Yeah.
Okay, do you cry just because of life stuff? Do you cry from stuff you see on TV, stuff you read? Like, what is it?
I think if I'm stressed, like I'm more, depending on, well, I mean, you're married, so you know this kind of thing. If it's that time of the month for me, if I tend to be more emotional, if something triggers me, then I might just have a breakdown. I guess the last one I can remember, I got a card in the mail and I opened it up and it was someone from my family that had sent me a bunch of photos they found of my parents and me when I was a kid.
Okay,
and, like, I opened it up and I look at the actual like photos from like, you know, 1987 and another picture of my mom from, I don't even know, 1979 or something. And I just, it was unexpected. It's not like but it's crazy how you can open up an envelope and instantly be hit with emotion that you can't control. So it ranges anywhere from, something that surprises me and happens, or stress building up and just needing that release, or learning of, you know, sad news, or watching a sad movie. Like, do you have a movie that you cry to? Surely there's something. What about like sports related. Rudy.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't. Rudy's great. And that's one thing I don't like. Some people cry like when their team wins, or and I've never cried when my team has won something because I'm a huge sports fan, but I get excited, but I've never cried over a win or a loss. I've been sad, like, man, my day's ruined, but I feel like I'm getting better of that. Like, I don't let it ruin my day now. Like, it's like, oh man, that sucked, but okay, let's move on with life. There's one movie I cried in way back in the day. It was called The War with Kevin Costner and Elijah Wood. It's about this family, and this dad works in the mine, and they're real poor and trying to buy their mom a house. And boy, I cried. I mean, it was just like, whoa. Don't want to spoil the movie because it's from like 1995, so I don't want to tell you the ending.
Wow, close. I'm looking at it now.
Maybe 96.
It's 1994.
Oh, four. And I cried in the movie theater at that movie. I went with No Teeth Keith, and I was just sitting there crying in the movie theater. And Forrest and Aaron were with us, and they're like, let's go. And Keith was like, it's okay, kid. He was my old baseball coach. Kid, it's okay. Let it out. Let it out. And I cried right there in the movie theater.
It has 25% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
So it's a splat.
25%.
Okay, so but that's from the expert people.
Yeah, what about the people?
So the audience score is 73%.
Boom! See, that's what I'm saying.
Honestly, Lunchbox, I have never even heard of this movie.
Yeah.
So I feel like
it's big actors, Elijah Wood and Kevin Costner. I'm telling you, it's a good one. Whatever happened to Elijah Wood? He was a big actor for a while.
I have no idea where he is now. Yeah,
Kevin Costner, he's in everything good. Mm-hmm.
Well, Elijah Wood, he was in Lord of the Rings. I mean, I'm sure he's done way more since then.
That's Daniel Radcliffe.
No, Daniel Radcliffe is Harry Potter.
Oh, what? Lord of the Rings? Maybe then. I don't know what I guess I've never seen Lord of the Rings. I don't.
Me neither.
Is it Wizards too?
I am tempted to watch it. Remember when Bobby did it? I don't know, several years ago, he took like Christmas break and watched all the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I don't have that in me.
Yeah, me neither. He told us not to do it. But people that watch it, they love it. If there was a TV show you had to recommend right now for someone to watch, what would it be?
Ooh, good. Oh, Ted Lasso is, I mean, that's an easy one.
Yeah. Well, so we do something here on the podcast called Four Things Gratitude. So I ask people, which you didn't get to prepare for this by any means. I'm just bringing it on you. But we do a TV show recommendation, a book recommendation, an Instagram follow, like something that you enjoy that makes you happy that you follow online, and a drink recommendation.
Oh, wow.
So we'll start with the TV show.
A TV show right now. I mean, I'm watching American Auto, and it is hilarious. Like, I think it's on NBC. It's from the same people that did Superstore. I don't know if you ever watched that. It was making fun of Walmart, basically. Like, it was like Cloud Nine. They worked there, and it was blue and white. It's a hilarious show if you've never seen that. Like, if you have never seen Superstore, go back and watch it. It's over now, but you can start at the beginning and you will laugh so much. America Ferrera.
Yeah.
She was in it. Now that this American Auto is so funny. It's about like working in the auto industry, the auto plant coming out, and everything is, it's only one season so far. It's like 7 episodes in. I think it's hilarious. It's so funny. It's so good. And another one that I watch, and I don't even know where you watch this, and it's so simple and you're going to laugh at me. It's called Detectorists.
What?
Detectorists. Type it in.
Okay, I got it. Detectorists. It's a British television comedy series.
It is so funny.
So BBC? BBC Four?
I don't know where I found it. I think my sister-in-law recommended it. And I watch it. It is so simple. And it is so good. So good.
Dang, okay. So you've got more than just one recommendation.
Oh, or Survivor or The Challenge. I mean, they're neither of them on right now. But whenever they're on, they're the best thing on TV.
What about Amazing Race?
Amazing Race is back. But it's a little weird because here's crazy about Amazing Race. This season, they started it, did 3 legs, and then COVID hit. So they stopped production. So everybody got to go home and you could train and work out and get back in shape. And then 19 months later, they started it up again. Some of the teams didn't come back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there was like a guy and a girl they met on a reality dating show. And so they were dating. And then they were on the Amazing Race for 3 legs. In the 19-month break, they broke up. So they didn't come back.
Man, they couldn't even pull it together just to come back.
That's what I'm saying, guys. Like, you got to suck it up to be on TV.
Yeah.
And then there was one couple. They were former D1 basketball players. I was like, they're going to go home and get in shape. They didn't get in shape. They were probably worse off than they were the 19 months ago. Like, I was like, guys, this is your one chance to win $1 million. Like, you know you were struggling those first 3 legs. Like, let's go home. Let's work out. Let's do it. Nope.
we'll move on to a book recommendation, which some people would be shocked to learn that you're a pretty avid reader. So what is a book recommendation have for us?
Well, I mean, with three kids now, it's hard to read. There's a couple books that I love. Just Mercy is amazing. It's older. The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind. Oh, it's freaking incredible. This dude grew up in poverty in, I believe it was Africa. I think that's right. Oh, don't quote me on that. But they had no money. There's a famine. Like, they're starving to death. Like, I mean, it was crazy.
What's that one called again?
The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind.
Okay. I just mentioned that some people might be surprised to learn that you're an avid reader, but that's if you listen to the Bobby Bones Show. But also, you have a lot of different sides of you, like, because you can be very opinionated and you stand firm in your opinions and you don't back down. And poor Abby on our show, but you feel strongly about the fact that we need to not coddle her.
Yes. My thing is, we coddle everybody. We tell everybody they're good at stuff. They're, oh, you're so amazing. When in reality, they're not amazing at anything. They're not amazing at something. So just tell them, hey, you're okay, but you're not that good. Like, we, oh my goodness, you're just so great. You're going to be the next star. You're not going to be the next star. Just be real about it. Like, I already look at my kids and I'm like, they're not going to the NBA. Like, it's just not happening. Like, they shoot the basket and they miss. And I'm like, you're not good enough. You're not the next LeBron.
Well, yeah, probably not.
I mean, right, but you can be honest with people. I mean, I'll cheer them on and go to their games, but I'm not ever going to tell them, hey, yo, you got a chance in the NBA. Because he doesn't have a chance in the NBA. My kids don't have a chance in the NBA. My oldest one is 3 years old. He's not athletic enough. I watch him and I'm just like, no, you're not. I mean, I guarantee at 3 8 years old, LeBron was just doing circles and dunks and Michael Jordan and, you know, all these people like Tom Brady. They were probably amazing athletes at 3 years old. My kids, they're all right.
Okay.
But yes, I think we coddle people too much. And here's another thing. I don't think I'm rude. I just think maybe my tone is not good. I'm not good at saying it softly. Like, you can say something like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, it was a nice effort. And you can say it soft. I'm just like, oh, that wasn't good. And so it just comes off differently. So it's the same opinion. It's just, I'm not good at the semantics of it. Is that what it's called? Semantics?
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a caller the other day. I feel like she put it nicely at some people's opinion about you. And of course, they're just getting to know part of us when they listen to anything. But what she say, like, you were the, like, the George Costanza of the show. Like, some people really irritated by his character and they don't get it. But then also, if you took him away, the show would not be the same at all whatsoever. So, like,
she personally hates me. She said,
she loves you.
Right.
So that's, like, got to be good to know that, like, you're loved. And
you know, it's great. And here's the thing. And the people that say they love you, they hate you. They don't really hate you. They really do love you. They just in that moment hate you. And I'm like, whatever. Like, I don't let it. It doesn't bother me. Like, if people don't like me for a minute, OK, cool. Like, that's why I find it funny that people on social media, they say mean things and people block people. I've never blocked anybody in my life on social media. You know why?
You don't follow anyone on Instagram.
Correct. But they can write comments on me and they can write all the negative stuff they want. And guess what? I'll never block them ever in my life. I don't care. Say whatever you want. You won't get blocked. Not my thing. Because in the next tweet I put up or the next Instagram post, they're going to say, oh, that's pretty cool. So, hey, no blocking here. I got no time to block.
Yeah. Lunchbox is Radio Lunchbox at Radio Lunchbox on Instagram and Twitter. If you want to follow him, but don't worry, he's not going to follow you back.
And, like, I won't block you.
Literally.
Yeah.
Do you even follow the Bobby Bones Show on Instagram? You follow zero accounts.
Zero people.
Zero.
Zero. Zero. You know why? I ain't got time. I ain't got time. There ain't no time for that.
Okay. Well, what about, speaking of Instagram, don't follow any accounts. And I was about to ask you what Instagram account you were thankful for, but I guess that's a tricky one.
I don't really go look at Instagram accounts.
So just say,
well, my wife, you know who she likes?
Who?
Kristen Bell. Is that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I follow her. I think I either follow Dax or her. I probably follow her.
I don't know. I don't know if she's good on Instagram, but I just know that because we watched her new show and she goes, oh, I saw it on her Instagram.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I know
the
she
girl
follows
in
her.
The house across the street from the girl in the window or the woman.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of
it. Did you like it?
I don't know. I might keep watching. I do this brain therapy. It's called neurofeedback. And you have to, while I'm hooked up to the electrodes are, like, on my brain. I'm watching a screen and it's like the screen is fading in.
Like, things attached to your head?
Well, they only do that to measure my brain activity while I'm watching.
Oh, so it's not like acupuncture where they stick needles?
No. No, I don't even feel it at all. But I'm watching, so I have headphones on too, and the volume is going in and out. So my brain's having to work with that. And then the screen is fading in and out, small to big as well, and blurry.
And what is that doing?
It's exercising my brain. It's trying to fix some of the, I have really bad ADHD and have since I was a child, most likely from, she thinks, the scar on my forehead when I hit my head as a kid. She thinks that that's when it all started.
So they think hooking up these wires to your head can make you concentrate
better? Well, no. The wires show my therapist the brain activity. So, and also tells the machine my brain activity so it knows what to show me and put in my ears. So there's nothing going into my head from the wires. The wires are just information for my therapist and the machine that is making the screen. Do you see how if you're watching a screen and the picture gets really small, but then gets really big?
Yeah, your eyes get bigger or smaller.
Well, your brain is having to work to focus and look at it. Or I may not even watch a show. We watch Netflix. That's an option.
Okay.
And we watch the girl and across the street from the woman in the chair or whatever. So I guess I'll keep watching that at my therapy appointments, but they're only once a week. So
that's okay. It's only like 23 minutes, 26 minutes an episode.
Yeah.
And there's only like 8, I think. It was a real quick watch.
So, and as someone that may know, I feel like neurofeedback is one of the craziest things to try to explain to anybody that's never had it done. So if there's like a therapist listening that administers it, they're probably like, why is she explaining it in such a horrible way? But give me a few more months, still working through that ADD, and maybe I'll be able to explain it better. My therapist just recommended for me, especially last year, some stuff that I went through, just some emotional trauma. I went, and then that's when she took a scan of my brain, and she actually saw like physical trauma to my head as a child. And her theory is that that is when my ADD possibly kicked in. And she was like, oh, I wish we could talk to some of your teachers or maybe even your parents, but my parents, neither one of them are alive. So I can't ask them like, did you notice a difference in my behavior at school or schoolwork or concentration like before that head accident and after? Cause I had to get stitches.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember it happening, going to the hospital. And
well, I think I just must have had it when I was born because I was never changed in school. Like, I was just bad.
You may have hit your head and not known it.
I was bad all around.
Or it might be something else.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. So if shopping sustainably this year is on your list of things to do, well, look no further than Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, On 34th, Elmas, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
That's interesting you say that, because I'm reading a book right now about this family with schizophrenia. I think it's called The Gavins. I don't know the name of the book, but they had like 11 or 12 kids, okay? And like six of them got schizophrenia. And they were like all American, like athletes, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden one would lose their mind. And then the next boy lost his mind. And then the next one, and this is like in the 60s. And it's just crazy. And so they're one of the families that... they were studying them, so it led to a breakthrough in the treatment of schizophrenia. It's wild. It is so crazy.
Oh, you don't remember the name of it?
No, you got to Gavins or Galvins. I don't remember. I think they're the Gavins from Colorado. They had like 12 kids. You got Donald, you got Peter, you got Mark, you got Margaret, you got Mimi and Don are the dad, mom, the all-American family.
It's Galvin. G-A-L-V-I-N, and the book is Hidden Valley Road.
Yes, because yeah. That's where they move in the book. That's their house, is Hidden Valley Road, and that's where it all goes down. And like the oldest brother, Donald, like one day they would come home and he would have moved every single piece of furniture out into the yard in the entire house. He would just unpack everything out of the house, and they were like, they didn't know what was wrong. This is back before, you know, schizophrenia was a thing, and they finally, it's crazy. It's a crazy book.
Hey, another book recommendation. We'll take it. What about your final piece of gratitude? Is there a drink that you're thankful for? Or even a food item?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you a drink I'm thankful for.
What?
Chocolate milk. Let me tell you, I love me some chocolate milk.
40-year-old man that loves chocolate milk.
Let me tell you, I drink, there's two things. I love hot chocolate. Yeah. So I love the winter.
I gave you a hot chocolate maker one year for Christmas.
Okay, yeah. It made 6 gallons at a time. And so I never make 6 gallons of hot chocolate at one time. So there was no need for that hot chocolate maker. It was a great, great gift because
right.
I like hot chocolate.
I think you yelled at me for it.
Yes, I still yell at you because who makes 6 gallons of hot chocolate at a time? I mean, the thing was huge.
Okay.
It really did make like a gallon at a time, not six, but really probably a gallon. And I don't need a gallon of hot chocolate. So I love hot chocolate. So I love the winter. But when it's not winter, I hit that just chocolate milk. Love chocolate milk. Like when I get done with my soccer games and I score a goal, I stop at the convenience store and I give me a chocolate milk on the way home. But if I don't score, no chocolate milk.
Oh,
it's a reward system.
Reward system with yourself. Before we wrap, circle back to something that the Sore Losers have, which y'all have your own coach merch.
We do.
Because something y'all say on the show is, coach.
We call each other coach.
Right.
And that's the greatest thing is like when we're doing things and we'll be out, hey, coach, let's go over here. And, oh, you're coach? What do you call? No, I don't coach. Well, but you just called him coach. Yeah, well, we just call each other coach because it's sports and, you know, that's what you are. And he's like, oh, because I coach football. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, we don't coach anything. And so that's why it's even funnier. But if you have a coach in your life, like if your kids have a coach or, you know, you're married to a coach or you're a coach, you buy a coach shirt. It's really cool. It says just coach right on the front. Hoodies. There's T-shirts.
So where did we get them?
ShopSoreLosers.com.
Shop Sore Losers. I thought I knew. I was typing in sorelosers.com because I knew it was something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
we don't have our own website.
So shopsorelosers.com.
Yeah.
Does it support Kid Power? Who does it support?
Yeah. A portion of the proceeds go to Kid Power, which is a organization that I work with. It's the inner city youth of Nashville. It's the lowest income in the entire city. The poverty rate, like the average female is, I believe, 38 years old, and the average male is 6 years old, something like that, because of the incarceration rate. And so this is an after-school program that teaches these kids, gives them a safe place, gives them tutoring, tries to teach them life skills, and they are just a great organization, and it's really cool. You can just Google Kid Power Nashville, and it's kind of crazy because how I got involved with them is, I don't know if you remember this, so they have reward trips. If they are good for a certain amount of time, like, and they earn certain things, they get to go on reward trips, like some as mini golf, some
like
as
your
bowling,
chocolate milk,
like my chocolate milk. And so there was a group of them, like 8 of them. They had done enough over a few months, and they got to come sit in the studio, and they challenged us to go run their 5K race because that's how they raise money. And so I went and ran the 5K race, and I won, dominated actually.
But you were racing kids.
Yeah, but I won.
Okay.
Okay. And so then I started, you know, volunteering or whatever. And one of those kids that was in there, you know, he was like, because I introduced him and I was like, oh, what's your name? And he thought it was funny because he was on the radio. He said, Steve Harvey. Well, he is now like a junior or senior in high school, and he volunteers at Kid Power now because he's in Youth Power. He's in the older at kids, and he goes back to Youth Power and volunteers twice a week. And like, it's crazy. He's grown up all just like trying to teach the kids. It's pretty cool to see. They've had one class that graduated high school, and you know, 2 kids stuck with the program through high school. Okay. And then there's another one this year that, you know, is about to graduate. So it's like just now coming to where they're graduating and go to college. It's pretty cool. It's pretty amazing.
No, I love that. It makes me wonder now just hearing, you know, where he is. And like,
yeah, I still see him.
It's like changed his life and the trajectory.
Yeah.
He's on. And when I lived in Southern Pines, North Carolina, I did a mentorship at a middle school, junior high,
yeah,
like 6th grader. And his name was Trevion Miller.
Do you look him up?
I don't know where he is now. And I wish I would. I mean, I hung out with him. I knew he wanted to be a chef. And like his goal was to go to.
Do you
like,
not have his parent,
blue.
His mom's number or nothing?
No, because he ended up living with his grandma. And then I don't know what happened there. And we moved. We left because this is when my husband was in the Air Force. And then we moved back to Austin. And then we moved to Nashville. And then we just lost touch, and now I don't know. And it's like, oh, you're making me wonder. I'm like, where
have you tried typing him
in
Facebook?
Trevion Miller. I did a while ago. I hadn't thought of it until, I mean, I've thought of it from time to time, but this is like, I'm thinking of it literally in this moment right now.
There are professional people that can find people. I am terrible at finding things on the internet, like old classmates, things like that. My wife is like a professional stalker. Like if she finds someone's name, she can find everything out about them. But I'm not good at that, so I couldn't help you. But I'm sure there is someone listening to this right now.
I mean, honestly, I don't know if I would, because he was 6th grade. I know what he looked like when he was a 6th grader.
You would know.
But that was 12, 13 years ago.
So he'd be out of high school.
Oh, yeah. I hope he's a chef somewhere, because that's what he wanted to do. My neighbor in Southern Pines, Chef Warren, he had a really nice restaurant downtown called Chef Warren's, and he would let Trevion like come. And
does he know Trevion?
Like a little, no, I mean, he only knew him because I took him in there.
Oh.
You know, he'd order a steak and get the I don't know. They would talk like cooking stuff. I just thought it was so cool that he, you know, had this passion for cooking, and he would watch the Food Network. And that for him, that was probably an escape, like from his life was a little bit hectic. And he had the food. I remember the first time I met him, we sat down and he told me, he's like, yeah, I don't have a record. And I was like, oh, like a record deal? Like, I don't know. But no, he was referring to most members in his family had a record, like a criminal record.
Oh, I didn't know what you're talking about still.
I know.
Like, well,
but that's, I'm telling
deal.
You, the his circumstances, yes, were not good. But he was on a path of like, I want to be a chef. I want to cook. And he would watch, like I said, the Food Network. And he, it just makes me so mad at myself for not keeping in touch with him.
It's hard.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I'm going to try to figure it out. That's what I'll do.
I mean,
this episode, having you on, it's like, and now I am going to try to find Trevion.
This is like where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Right.
And if you know that reference, then you are our age. If you don't, Google it.
Google
it. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah. Where
in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Well, thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
I encourage people to check out Sore Losers. We're on the Bobby Bone Show together, but our podcasts are also in the same podcast family.
Yeah.
So
we are. So I really appreciate you having me. And I just got to say that there was one person after you came on the Sore Losers that did tweet and say, can Amy be my therapist?
Really?
Yeah, because I don't know what you said, but and that's what I thought we were going to come in here and do. I thought it was going to be some big therapy session where you were going to try to like break down my life, and I wasn't prepared for that. So
no, I didn't want to throw you a curveball like that. I can't be a therapist because I'm not an expert.
I know, but you know what I mean? But you have like feeling, like deep feelings thoughts. Like when you were talking about Tom Brady and like,
well, you want to come back and get deep?
No, I'm good.
I thought I was like, I just thought it'd be fun to talk about Sore Losers and get to like people get to know you a little bit better with the gratitude.
Yeah, I mean, I've never talked to your crew before.
Yeah, my crew.
Yeah.
Well, tell them what up.
What up, crew? Thanks for having me. You're probably bored and like, I should get this idiot off the radio, but whatever. You know, it was only 10 minutes of your time.
10?
Yeah.
It's been way longer than that.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I like to talk.
Time flies when you're having fun,
you know what I mean?
Okay, well, check him out. He's at Radio Lunchbox, Twitter and Instagram, and then Shop Sore Losers for Sore Losers merch. Again, that's tied in through the Shop Forward, so you may recognize that website if you've been there before. And then Sore Losers Podcast is what they can search up if they want to learn. Yeah, I guess you probably got some really awesome episodes post the Super Bowl and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, we got everything. I mean, anything, just go back. We make you laugh. That's it. I mean, that's all we're there to do is make you laugh, because life is too stressful not to laugh. So just come listen to Sore Losers.
And then if you get too stressed, do like Lunchbox and release a few tears.
Ah, okay. We don't have to go there.
We can just end on that. Be like, yeah, you know what?
Yeah. No, be like Amy and release tears. I mean, I'm like,
I probably am too much. I guess there is no right or wrong way to do it, but right. I just was giving you a slogan to end on.
Oh,
like,
so oh, try it again.
What did you say? Life's too short.
Life's too short.
Life's
too short. Have some tears like Lunchbox.
No. You say life's too short. Have a little fun like you did.
Oh, life's too short. Have a little fun and laugh.
And then I'll say, or release a few tears like Lunchbox.
Is that it?
I
don't know how you end your podcast, because on our podcast we do a buzzer like the end of a game.
Like the end of
we buzz out. Okay. What do you do? Like, do you just say bye?
Bye. Or,
no, you do not go bye.
I do sometimes.
You go bye.
I don't. Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we'll do that together on the count of
what
three.
What are we going
to
do?
This is like our buzzer.
Okay,
bye.
One, two, three.
Bye. No.
Oh, you said buzzer.
No, I said this is like your buzzer.
Oh, like our buzzer.
Y'all do the buzzer.
Okay, we'll do the bye.
Okay, okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Bye.
Bye.
Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. All right, this sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With Advanced Control Mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. You can even customize your spray. Like, to cover targeted areas, you just tap the trigger lightly, or you can pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting banana boat protection. Plus, it's refillable. From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids' SPF 50+, this is sun care that'll come in handy when my kids are swimming, playing sports, when I'm hiking, when we're out at the lake, or whatever it is that we're doing outdoors. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.